Just when you didn't think it could get any worse, here's a fat guy in a yellow shirt standing in front of you. Huh? My wife likes it, and I like to make her happy, so I'm going to wear it. I think it's okay. I've never personally wore yellow before in my life. But that's right. I picked out the tie at least. But it's all good. Yeah. It's good. I like to make, you know, make her, you know, like me a little bit. It's okay to have your wife like you. Going to bed at night and she's mad or you're mad, just doesn't seem like it works out too good for us anytime. That's one of the things I really try to work on. We both try to work on is not going to bed angry. We can go to bed mad as long as we give each other a kiss and say I love you. Then you can go to sleep. You know, God forbid if we ever did that to each other, woke up and next morning the other one wasn't there. You know, I was in heaven or dead or something, and we were mad at each other. Give your wife and kids and that a kiss before you go to bed at night. Just tell them you love them. Because you don't know. What's his name there? That book writer, 66 years old, dead. I mean, I'm sure he lived, he lived pretty wild or whatever. Clancy. Tom Clancy. They found him dead last night. Dead. 66 years old, Tom Clancy. How many people did he say goodbye to? How many people did he, you know, his wife and kids get a chance to say goodbye to? You know, where's he at tonight? When you close your eyes, you're going one or two places, heaven or hell, you're going to meet your maker either way. And personally, it's great they sung that song, You Must Be Born Again, because that's kind of something I want to hit on. The Lord just put on my heart, there's a lot of people in the pews tonight, whether it be in this church or around the world or wherever else, you really think you got salvation. So we're going to clear what salvation is up out of the Bible. Because I get tired of people saying they're saved, but yet they live like hell. Listen, there is a salvation where your life is going to change. And I'm not talking about overnight, so don't anybody quote me on saying everything's going to be gone overnight. No, because I still struggle with things. For a year and a half, I think, or a year and whatever, I smoked after salvation for a year and some change. Not everything goes away, but there's going to be a difference in your heart. There's going to be a difference in your life. There's going to be a difference in your brain. There's going to be a difference in your words. One time somebody called me brainwashed. I said, yes, I'm brainwashed, heart washed, body. I'm washed. I'm washed in the blood. I've been washed in the blood. You know what? There's evidence of that. Where is that at? It's in my heart. It's in my life. It's in my words. It's in my actions. I mean, it's everywhere. It's evident. We're going to get into that. Let's go to Psalm 119:9. That's the thing. People these days, they don't believe in a Bible salvation. They want to believe in a prayer salvation. They don't believe in a Jesus salvation. They want to believe in somebody getting on their knee next to you and telling you what to pray. And what this is. Listen, your heart needs to convict you of what you are. The Bible needs to show you what you are before you can even get saved. First, you've got to be lost before you're found. You have to be. Step one, you must be lost before you can get saved. That's one of the biggest things me and my wife struggled. We had to realize 100%, and not by anybody telling me that. Pastor never walked up to me and said, Dale, you're lost. Never. Never, ever did he ever do that to us. I went to him on his porch one night in tears, coming back from RU, and said, Pastor, I'm lost. Right here. This is what showed me I was lost. This is what showed me what I was doing against God. It wasn't a man that did that for me. Man didn't show me. Peter, Jesus talking to Peter and asking him who he was and this and that. And I just want to get to the end of what he said. He said, that wasn't revealed to you by flesh and blood, but the Father showed me. You know, God showed me I was lost. God showed me that I was lost and going to bust hell wide open. Then we could go on to the next step. But anyway, Psalm 119:9. Whether all shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereunto according to thy word. Listen, people, this Bible sitting in front of you is not just something that collects dust, a doorstop. This Bible in front of you is going to show you what you are. It's going to open your eyes and your heart to what God, how He really sees you. He says He looked down at the children of men and see there was none that doeth good. No, not one. That our hearts are desperately wicked above all things. Listen, that is how God sees us. He sees anything that we think that we're doing, our righteousness is as filthy rags. This is how God is looking at an unsaved person. But see, today people can't look at themselves that way anymore because if they start feeling that way, they get a pill shoved down their throat or something else, man. Instead of just hearing the Word of God, seeing what God really has to show you, and then go ahead and run with that. No, they run from it. They don't run to it, they run from it. I didn't get saved by running from what I was. I got saved from running or facing what I really was in God's eye. That's how I got saved. That's when it finally hit me. Oh my gosh. And my salvation, just to let you know, I got saved the same way by the blood of Jesus Christ, but my salvation experience was different than my wife's. How are you going to come at everybody the same way all the time? They're going to get saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, but a different experience.
Amen.
But people want to go out there and just poison these people. And I'm tired of all the poison. I got poisoned by this world. Listen, we don't need to spread poison by the Word of God. The Word of God is not poison. But people are trying to flip it and fling it and do all this stuff to it. Listen, stop messing with it. Just leave it alone. It's been perfect for all these years. You don't have to mess with it. A human being cannot make the Word of God perfect. God already did that. It's done. Why mess with it? I mean, take a look around, people, at society. Take a look around at what we've done, but yet we want to correct the Bible?
Yeah.
You know why they want to correct it? Because they can't stand what God really has to say about it. They can't stand to face what God really thinks about that. So let's correct it and let's make ourselves look all, you know, nice and pretty. That's not how God sees you, nice and pretty, at all. I tell me, I don't know who I was talking to a few weeks ago. I said, you know, I've come to terms. Go ahead and think I'm crazy, but I'm just going to let you know. I've come to terms with some things. And go ahead and come to terms with this in your head. God is righteous. He's holy. He's not going to let any corrupt thing or anything that's full of sin into heaven. That is to mean when my kids finally reach the age of accountability, that if they were to die at their age, they're going to drop in hell. Is God righteous for doing that?
He's righteous.
That's right. Deal with that in your heart. Your kid's going to drop in the bottomless pit of the lake of fire for eternity. That plays in my heart. I think I'm going to raise my kids in the house of God. I think we're going to raise them in the Bible. I think we're going to train them up in the way that the Bible says. So I don't have to, you know what? I believe the Word of God, and I believe if we train them up in this way, they're going to finally one day it's going to hit them. They're going to get saved. I believe that. Because God's word, he's not a lie. He's not a man that he should lie. He says, train him up in the way. I believe in you. Hey, there's some people that may not. But for me, I'm just going to believe in my heart that my God is going to love my children and save them. By me and Amy doing the best we can and raising them up by the word of God. I believe he'll honor that. I do. I believe he'll honor that. How? Word of God. Whither all shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed to the Word of God. If you can't take heed to the Word of God, go ahead and turn around. There's some double doors right there and don't come back. It's not what the preacher has to say unless it's come out of the Word of God. It's not what your friends think you're sitting next to your family. It's what that Bible right there. God gave it to us for a reason. Listen, I'm just going to give you an acronym that I like to use. Bible. Basic instructions before leaving earth. That Bible will show you what to do here on earth. It will show you the good and the bad. Nothing wrong with that. Thank God. Anybody here besides my brother and maybe Karen a little glimpse, but there's nobody in this church besides my family that knows the person that I was. And I guarantee you, I promise you, with everything that I am, you would not have liked to know the person I used to be. And I'm going to tell you this now, not the love of my brother, not the love of my mother, or anything else ever changed my heart or changed the man I was. This word and salvation, Jesus Christ and His blood changed me. Now, if you think that I was the type of person that just walked around wearing yellow shirts and walking tiptoeing through daisies and wearing G-strings, you got the wrong person. You got the wrong one. I was a mean as a constipated rattlesnake. I could tear somebody's head off, crack down their throat, and walk away. It never bothered me, ever. And I did that to men and women. Ask my brother when I beat the woman in his house naked. Go ahead and ask him when I beat her to death almost in his house, she was butt naked. How many times I did that over and over again? Sunday we were just talking about it. So I did the same thing in front of my mother. It was the one and only time I did put my hands on my mom. I forgot. I pushed her because she was trying to stop me from beating the daylights out of this girl in her house. I did that to men and women. My mother was telling Amy the story about how I used to jump off the porch and rob people of their paychecks. You went to work and I took your money. Listen, I don't just come up here talking that crap. That was my life. That's where I lived. What do you think I went to prison for, laying around? I went to prison for being where I was. But I got saved. That's what changed my heart. I got saved. came in and took and cleansed my heart. I'm not the same person anymore. I may look a little bit the same, with a little, may have gained a little weight, but I tell you what, I'm not the same inside. I don't have the same mind. I don't have the same heart. I don't have the same thoughts. It's all different. It's become new. It's become new. Listen, I'm sorry to tell you, but when you get saved, it becomes new. You don't become this old stagnant thing just sitting around. He didn't save you for that. You got the wrong salvation. I'm sorry to tell you that tonight. Hey, don't get mad at me. Go ahead and talk to the pastor if you don't like me up here. Number two, pray to God. Maybe He'll take me out of here. That's why I always tell my kids in Sunday school, pray. Maybe God will send you something different then. If you can't handle the truth, that's on you. I'm sorry. But you know what got me saved? Hearing the truth, man. And realizing where I was and what kind of position I was in in God's eyes. That's what got me saved. That's what got me saved. I was crying the other day in pastor's office. You know why? I just want people to get saved. Not for me, for you. You're the ones going to sit there in the burn and burn in hell, not me. But it's a sad thing because I got to look over that cliff when they're throwing you over. When the angel's got you bound up and it's going to toss you over the edge, I got to watch that. God forbid if I had to sit there and see any of the people I love getting tossed over the edge. You sit in church, man. I wrote some things down. But there's people that are in church tonight. They believe that they're saved and they're living like hell. The guy said, I don't remember who he was. His name, pastor said it last week. You know, they read a King James Version, but they live like the NIV. I mean, that stuff is reality. I want to know. Besides the few people that I know, I'm not bragging on myself, please. But I want to know for the people that have said they've been saved in the last couple of years, and you don't have to be a preacher and all that, but please tell me, how come that feels like I got it? This isn't something that I have to work on, people. You see, my changed life is not something that I have to work on so hard. It's not a burden for me to have to do that. God puts that in my heart and I go ahead and do it. It's a really good thing for me. It's actually a blessing when God shows me something and says, now let's change that. And I'm not perfect. I don't walk on water. I'm not Superman and all that crazy stuff. But I'm going to tell you now, I'm not the same Dale Morey I used to be a year and a half ago. I have some of the same problems and, you know, God's working on it. You know, I'll never be perfect as long as I'm here. But let me tell you something. When salvation is in your heart, when Jesus Christ is living inside of you, you cannot stay the same. It aggravates me when I hear people say that. It annoys me to no end. But tell me you're saved. And live like you used to. You tell me you're saved and live like hell. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I'm going to just be blunt tonight, but it doesn't go with the Word of God. Your salvation does not match up with that Word of God. Don't get mad at me. I'm just telling you what the Word says. If you can't handle what the Word says, then hey, you got some issues, man. Romans 10:17. Hey, I say it. You know why I can say things? I say things because I love people. I told Pastor that last week. I said, I just love people, Pastor. And I would just love to have people get saved. You know what, though? People don't want to get saved. You know when they're going to want to get saved? When them angels grab one each arm. And after God has said, you know what? You're going to the lake of fire for eternity. They're going to want to get saved real quick. And it's going to be way too late. I don't brag on nothing. I love people. There's not a person in here I have an issue with. There just isn't. I don't think I've had... I mean, do I ever say anything? No. I don't have an issue with anybody. I can honestly in my heart say for every person in this room, I have feelings for you. I have love. I can tell you now, just about 99% of my prayers, you see my prayer list. Every day. Every day. That's something that God put on my heart. That's something I do. That's something I take very, very seriously now. I've never had it. I mean, I'm telling you, it was only up to 2 months ago. I did some, you know, half rear end praying. But I'm going to tell you now, about a month and a half, 2 months ago, God put it on my heart. And He taught me how to pray. He showed me how to pray. And I pray that way every day. And I don't have any remorse for it. And I'm not saying anything bad about your prayer life. I'm just telling you what God put in my heart for me. This is what I'm telling you. When God shows you something and there's something in your heart that you need to change, and you go ahead and change it. Just do it. It won't hurt you. I think it's making me a better man, don't you, hon? I do.
I sit back, I told Pastor, I said, Pat, ask him. I said, Sunday, I said, Pastor, I still get excited over salvation. Can you believe it? I said, I still get excited over that. He just smiled at me because it's because it's a good thing. I said, yes, sir, it is. It's a real good thing to be in my position. I'm not talking about position in the church, I'm talking about a saved person. It's a real good thing to be in that position. I'm not perfect, please, you got to understand, I'm never say I'm perfect. I'm a human being, I walk around in the flesh, but I'm in the position I stand in, I'm okay, man, I'm okay. I'm alright. I start thinking more and more every day. Just a quick story. Hunting season opened yesterday. I've been out there trying. I tried getting back to work. They said no because I'm 100% disabled. So they won't let me back to work right now. I'm not going to sit around and drive myself nuts. I go out hunting for a little bit. Today, you know what I was doing in my tree stand? Listening to gospel music. How's that? Huh? Hunting. I had my hand up and I said, yes, Lord. That's probably why I didn't see that. But it's okay. I mean, I was enjoying myself, man. God, life is good for me, man. Romans 10:17. This is why we need to hear the word, guys. So faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Do you know that the faith that we had, Amy, the faith that came into us was the faith that Jesus gave to us to get saved? Where does that come from? The word. Well, who is the word? Jesus is the word. Pretty cut and dry. I mean, it's pretty simple. That you need to hear the word. The Bible is where the answer is at. Why? Because it's going to show you everything you need for salvation. Everything. Don't go somewhere else. Don't go to commentaries and all that kind of stuff. Don't. I mean, I used to be a commentary freak. Ask my wife. I used to have stacks of them when I came home from prison. You know what good they did me? Nothing. Why? I forgot everything. God is retraining me in the Bible. And the Bible alone. You want to know a definition? The Bible will help you get it. You might have to do a little studying, God forbid. You might have to open your Bible a little more and find the definition. But it is in there. But I tell you what, some of the most blessed times in my life, even now. Guys, how many books of the Bible do we know right now, guys?
Genesis,
Exodus,
Leviticus,
Numbers, Deuteronomy,
Joshua, Judges, Ruth,
1
and
2
Samuel.
In a week?
Amen.
Plus we read the Bible every night. Why? Because God put that on my wife's heart, and that's how we're going to raise our kids. Why? Because God forbid if I have to watch them being tossed in the lake of fire. Here's my prayer for my kids. They go to public school. My prayer is, Lord, show them the difference between the world and our life. Let them want our life more than they want the world. That's my prayer every day. That's what I want for my kids. Why? So where are they going to get that from? Number one, we saw that in Psalm 119:9. They're going to get it out of the Word. Where's that faith going to come from? The Word is Jesus. Jesus is the Word. Where's that faith come from? The faith comes from Jesus. Where do you get that from? The Word. They need to hear the Word. The Word. John 3. He's going to get up here next. I'm not picking on anybody up here tonight. If you feel like that I'm picking on you, it really isn't me. That'd be the Lord doing that to you, so go ahead and pay attention to it and get something, do something about it. You don't have to stay in that way. John 3:3. Jesus answered and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, you cannot see in the kingdom of God. I'm just going to tell you right now, tonight, as I stand up here and have a few minutes left, you will not get to heaven unsaved. You will not get to heaven doing your own works. You will not get in heaven by being a good person. It is impossible. It is impossible for a human being to do that. Why? Because God gave the law. He says you keep that law perfectly and you can get saved. But you know what? He looked down and said, there's nobody that can do that. Let me go ahead and take care of that problem he gave us, Jesus. Jesus fulfilled the whole entire law. Why? So we didn't have to. You need to get that in your head. You will not fulfill that law ever. You can't do it. It's impossible. Impossible. I don't care if you live in a cave. Because you know why? You're born with that sin nature, man. And that sin nature will find a way to destroy itself alone in the cave. God says you'll know nature. You'll know by nature. I was thinking today, I said, gosh, you know, sometimes the animals out in nature, they have just a really good time. They have a lot of food for the whole year and this and that. I said, sometimes they got to struggle. I said, gosh, kind of sounds like human beings. Well, God does that to us. Sometimes we're doing okay. Sometimes we got to struggle. Why? It just teaches us. It teaches us here on earth. There's a lot of things that me and Amy are in the point in our life. And I'm not saying nothing about anybody else's where you're at in your life now. Everybody's at a different point in their life. But there's things in our life now we know that we do not need to make it. But there's other that same thing will be in somebody else's life. They think they really need that to make it. And you don't. But that's the point you have to come to with God. Me and Amy are no better. We fall, cry, fight. We do all the good stuff that everybody else does. Don't ever look at me like I'm up here and I don't do nothing wrong. I'm telling you right now, you're sadly mistaken. Okay, I'm a human being. I do wrong things. I make mistakes. I was just talking to Randy. I don't know how the devil was trying to get in my head. I've been trying to help him out with some things and this and that. And all of a sudden today, I get flooded with all this garbage in my brain. What I do? I can either give into it or I can run from it. I'm running. I'm out. Whoop. Dude. Not me. Sorry, devil. I don't live for you anymore. I heard that song. I'm a new man now. I don't come here anymore. When the little boy ran and hid behind the door, you don't have to worry about hiding no more. Daddy's a new daddy. I'm a new husband. I'm a new friend. I'm a new brother. People just don't want to give me a chance. I think for some reason, they think that I'm more holier than thou than them. I don't think of that. I don't cast any stones at anybody. I know people in this room that do things. Do I cast stones at anybody in this room? Have you heard me do it? And I won't. I'm just not going to do it. Matthew 7. One thing I want is people to get saved. That's what I do want. There's a salvation you can know. You don't ever have to second guess itself or any of that kind of stuff. This is just a salvation you can know. And when you have that salvation you can know, guess what's going to happen? Things are going to change in your life. But that's not my point. Matthew 7, 16 through 20. This will explain a lot. You shall know them by the fruits they bear. Do men gather grapes or thorns or the figs or the thistles? You're going to know a saved person by how they're living their life. You're going to know an unsaved person by how they're living their life. You will know them by what they're doing. Now, a saved person gets herself all tangled up and mixed up with some pretty wrong stuff. But I'm going to tell you right now that two things are going to happen. One, they're either going to repent and get out of it, or number two, God's going to take them right off the earth. That's it. They're not going to continue going around and spilling dirt all over the place. The fruit you bear. What is the fruit that you bear? Is it for salvation? Or is it for the world? Only you really know that in your heart. I can't tell you whether you're saved or not. But let me continue on. Verse 16. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. But a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. People, pretty self-explanatory. If you're saved, good things are going to happen. Things are going to change. If you're not, you're going to stay the same. You can't bring good out of something that's evil. That is one of the reasons why Jesus had to die for us. Because good cannot come out of a person that's evil. What is the fruit you're bearing? What is the fruit that you're honestly bearing? Here is even the most important question. What is the fruit you're bearing when you're by yourself? I thank God it's only by His grace. And I mean only by His grace that the fruit that I'm bearing is the same fruit that you see every day when I'm by myself. Matter of fact, you know what? When I start getting tempted, I really get good studies and I put them on my website. That's when you know I got temptations. You'll see something good on Weebly because God got in my heart. I gave myself over to Him and not over to that temptation. But that's on you. People are going to know you by the fruit. Hey, don't think you walk in this church and people go, oh yeah, there goes a good Christian. They know. Listen, I live in Belfast and somehow they know. They know what I'm all about in Belfast. And I don't even know the people there. The people in Black Creek know what you're about in Black Creek. They see you walking through these doors. So what you're portraying in here and then what you're portraying out there are probably two different things. And that's why we don't have more people sitting in these pews, because they're watching what you're doing. You're calling yourself a Christian. Remember, you're bearing that fruit. I mean, you're the one carrying Jesus' name. You see, people think that's a hard, heavy thing to do, and it's not. What fruit are you bearing? Why aren't there more people in this church? If we're all doing such a holy... And I don't go out of my house much. I just don't. But I don't see these pews filling up from the way we're all living. And I say we. I include all of us in that because we. Okay? I'm not going to separate myself from you guys because I'm in the same boat. I'm just saved. But we. How come this church house isn't saved? Or how come this church house isn't filled with people because of the way we live our lives around everybody? That's what God got on me about. That's why I have to get out there on Thursdays. Tuesdays or Fridays, and I want to get Eric out there if we can and do some street preaching. Me and Amy been out doing some flyers, you know, some brochures and that kind of stuff. Why? Because we need to get out there and start doing something. Listen, Jesus didn't save me for me just to sit at home and do nothing. I don't understand right now that I'm going to be going through surgery and all that kind of stuff. I'm going to be eventually going back to work. But now how am I going to live my life in front of them people? What kind of fruit am I going to bear in front of them now? God has a reason for everything. Gosh, I didn't even get close to anything I wanted to, but first of all, you must believe the Word. And if you believe the Word, and you must believe this, you know the fruit you're going to bear. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5. 2 Corinthians 5. So you know the salvation. Salvation is God. Salvation is not of works or what kind of person you are or any of that kind of stuff. Salvation is of the Lord. That faith that He gives you, that saving faith, comes by hearing the Word, not by yourself. You ain't going to get it yourself. Salvation also causes this. 2 Corinthians 5. I'm not even there. 17 through 20. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is. Not he might be, or he will be. He is. He is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That's not me telling you this, guys. If you're saved, listen, these old things are going to pass away out of your life and all things are going to start becoming new. That's a fact with salvation. That is a fact with salvation. And you know what? It's not, may not come all overnight, but I'm going to tell you right now. If you have 10 or 15 or maybe 20 sins in your life, and you're continually getting into them, and you really don't think they're all that bad, you got an issue. You have a serious problem. Because all things become new. Old things are passed away. God's taking those things out of your life. Come on, man. Don't you have a new heart? Don't you want to get away from that stuff? Why are you so stuck in it? Where's that new heart that He said He gave you? Where is it? Why are you still stuck in it then? Just tell me, where's the new heart? That's what I have to know. That's what drives me crazy. God has taken that stony heart out and put a fleshy heart in you. He lives inside of you now, so where is it? Where's that fruit? I'd like to have some of that. That's what I'm saying, people. Save people, things are going to change. Not going to stay the same old person you were. You can. But you know what? The people that are staying the same, they don't have any conviction in their heart that they're doing wrong. There's something there. There's something wrong with that. Because since I've got saved, when I make a mistake, I get tore off the frame. I mean, I ain't tore off the frame. I'm on my face begging God. I mean, just absolutely, I messed up, Lord. And that hurts me. It hurts me. I mean, it tears me up inside. I just can't stand it. And so I get it right. There's nothing going to go right in my life. You mean to tell me I'm the only one that's the same person that gets that? I'm just saying, guys. I can bear this stuff to you because I live it. This isn't a fantasy for me. This isn't something I hope for. It's already done. Dale Warner's name is written in the book. It's over with. I don't have to live this lifestyle. I don't have to. It's in my heart. It's in my heart. I don't have to do this. Nobody's forcing me. I'm not getting paid for this. Matter of fact, I got to look at everybody's face all the time. Sometimes I go, what am I going to say? I don't even know what to do. But it's in my heart. Why? Because I have a new heart. I have a new life. You see, I've become a new creature. God made me into something new.
He's forming me into something new. I finally have become that clay that he can shape and mold. I'm not that stuff that people just keep throwing out because it keeps messing up, keeps messing up. No, he's saved that. Now he's shaping me and molding me. Where is that in your life? Just show me, please. I only tell you this not to get you mad at me or not because I think I'm better than you, because I really want you to think what you really have in your heart. Do you really have the salvation of this Bible? Do you have it? If not, you need to get it. It's for everybody. I'm not going to go and feed you to Romans Road. The Bible. You want to know what you are? You want to know how to get saved? Get into the Word. You really need to talk to somebody? Of course I'll talk to you, pastor. But I'm just telling you right now. Listen, if these things aren't going on, you can't go. I just can't get it past my brain and my heart that people are walking around calling themselves saved and I don't see these. These are the fruits that you should be bearing. I didn't get to them all. I'm out of time. I didn't get to them all. But there's got to be new. New. There has to be new. If there's not new, then maybe you need to check what you got, because if I remember correctly, Jesus is all powerful. His blood is all powerful. He's still righteous. He's the one living in you. Then why isn't there something new in your life? Why isn't there better fruit in your life? Is it just going to stay sour all your life? So that's how Jesus is going to live inside of you? Trapped up? I don't buy it. I'm sorry. This is a man that went in and kicked tables over and planted a whip. And you're going to tell me you're going to stay that way? You're going to tell me he lives inside of you and you're not going to budge what he's telling you? I beg to differ. I'm a pretty strong guy. I mean, not so much now, but physically, mentally, and everything else, I'm a pretty strong guy. You mean to tell me Jesus can do it to me because I'm such a big pushover and can't do it to you? There's something wrong there. I'm sorry. There's something wrong with that. I didn't get to finish it all, but you all get my point.